The Skagway Borough Assembly started a conversation last week about what legalization of marijuana in the state will mean locally. The Assembly said they would not ban retail marijuana establishments, but the group did not make any decisions about specific local regulations. Last year, out of about 400 Skagway residents who voted on ballot measure 2, 71% supported marijuana legalization. That sentiment was reflected in most of the public comment at the Thursday meeting, but one person did speak against pot legalization. Here's Ed Fairbanks.
It's just damn unsafe, it's unhealthy, and it's just idiotic for people to use this stuff.
Fairbanks was concerned about people working at places like construction sites under the influence of marijuana. The rest of the public comment focused on how the municipality can best move forward with a local legal marijuana industry. Here's Jim Sager.
Not a recreational drug user myself. Despite that, I did vote to support the legalization of marijuana. And as such, considering the state voted favorably to do so, I think it's a requirement for us as a community to provide a legal means for people to obtain this newly legalized substance, so that we can do away with the back alley shenanigans and what have you that I'm sure has preceded this.
Sager said the municipality should manage the new market responsibly by capping the number of marijuana business licenses allowed. Valerie Zimbrick and Jay Ellingson said the borough should give locals preference.
I hope that it goes to somebody local. It needs to be, the money needs to stay in Skagway.
I'd like to see another local have that opportunity rather than somebody from outside the community to come in, profit from this new business proposal, and take that money out of Skagway.
The assembly members recognize the potential economic benefits of the weed industry, but Assemblyman Tim Cochran said actually starting a marijuana business is not going to be easy.
It's extremely expensive, extremely stringent.
Cochran pointed to the multitude of proposed regulations from the State Marijuana Control Board. The regulations are in a public comment period right now. They would charge $5,000 for a pot retailer's license, but that's not the only expense. Since marijuana possession is still a federal crime, it's unclear how it could be transported in and out of Skagway. So there will likely be a need for a local cultivation facility, which requires a $5,000 license and a testing facility to measure the potency of the product.
The state is making it very stringent in labeling, testing, monitoring, transportation. Everything is going to be closely scrutinized.
The assembly also had questions about how cruise ship visitors will factor into the new industry. Here's Dan Henry with Cochran responding.
Or is there anything wrong with somebody getting off the ship, coming down, buying it, going back on board the ship?
I don't think they'll let them back on the ship with it, if they know they have it.
Do we know?
I don't know.
The state plans to begin issuing marijuana business licenses in May of next year. Before anyone sets up shop in Skagway, the assembly plans to determine how many local licenses they will allow and how to tax marijuana products. But that conversation has only just begun. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.